Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. Right now, as you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about some things that are on my mind. And this segment, I want to talk about a time and a place in the past. I call it Earth, Stardate 8507, otherwise known as the Age of the Seller. Once upon that time, in a galaxy that today must seem far, far away, sellers controlled all information about their products, services, and innovations. Consequently, customers learned what they needed to know from salespeople, who traveled far and wide, dispensing information to and collecting sales from grateful and beholden customers. If one had observed such a meeting between the salesperson and the customer would have been nodding his head in wonderment as the salesperson revealed the virtual magic of his product. And in this land, the force control and availability of information was with the seller, with the business. Now let's fast forward to planet Earth, Stardate 10916, what's called the Age of the Customer. On present-day planet Earth, things haven't changed. Customers still buy from sellers that still provide product information. But observing a customer and salesperson today, you will see the former explaining how much she knows about the product, about the business's products, while the salesperson is nodding his head in wonderment. In this universe, the salesperson is the grateful and beholden one, because the customer just contacts him before deciding whom she will buy from. So everything is flipped around. The customer is now in control. In the age of the customer, the force, access to lots of information, is with the customer. It began with the remote control, the video recorder, the internet, the on-demand everything, social media, mobile computing, and more recently, IoT. You know what IoT is? Internet of Things. We have all these Internet of Things, right? Today, all of this high-tech stuff has become the lightsaber of consumers and business customers. Customers are armed with an abundance of online content, commenting platforms, social media communities, and sexy, very sexy mobile apps. They not only have access to the information they need to make a better decision, but also to co-own the brand messages in the subspace chatter about any given seller or product as it's being evaluated in the online dimension. These are all things that are taking place. The customer is increasingly gaining control. Alas, too many small businesses are still operating a Stardate 8507 strategy as they're operating their business in Stardate 10916. That's today. The predominant response by every one of these sellers is frustration that they have diminishing control over customer relationships and therefore their future. Their salespeople aren't doing what they used to do. They're not getting the sales that they used to get. Their marketing practices and strategies and all the things that they're doing, advertising, none of that's working like it used to be. It's all because you may be operating a business in Stardate with Stardate 8507 strategies, in Stardate 10-9-16. Scotty won't be able to beam you up if you don't learn how to end this frustration and at least co-own the Force with your customers. You can't abandon the Force and let your customers completely own that, because if they do, if you wind up getting any business out of them, it will just be dumb luck. It will just be an accident. You can't do that. Scotty won't be able to beam you up if you don't at least co-own the Force. The easiest and most productive way to conduct frequent and robust conversations with customers about their expectations, you've got to do that. You've got to conduct frequent and robust conversations with customers about their expectations. This is the deal, folks. Expectations is driving all of this. Customers have a highly evolving expectations, sometimes at the speed of light, across all levels of your relationship with them. And those new expectations are mostly being driven by high tech. So there is good news, though, my friends. You don't have to win the online technology race with Amazon, with Google, or even Walmart. But you do have to enter the race. Customers will give you some credit if you can show up with some technology, if you can meet their expectations on some levels with technology, your special sauce, your overall special sauce will hold you in good stead with them, but not if you don't. And remember, those guys, Walmart, Google, Amazon, those guys, they don't have what you have in abundance that can be as powerful and compelling as any high tech. The small business special sauce, which is what John Nesbitt described in Megatrends 35 years ago, high touch. Remember what I've said before, Amazon can sell you 143 kinds of back scratchers. I counted them, but they can't scratch one back. That requires high touch, my friends. And that's what customers are expecting from you. When customers want high touch, when they want their back scratched, they're not going to get it from Walmart. They're not going to get it from Google or from Amazon. They're going to get it from you. So now you have to ask your customers this very important question. What do you want? What are your expectations? And then fulfill those high-touch expectations. Remember, in Stardate 10-9-16, the Force is with the customer. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.